Tonight I'm going to be teaching on stirring up the health benefits that are within you. Go ahead and turn to Psalms 139. First thing I want to tell you is that you were designed by God to be healthy. If you look at verse 14, it says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. I'm going to break this scripture down. I always think about whenever I'm talking, looking at scriptures and I try to break them down a little bit, I always think about when my dad said this one time, you got to look at a scripture and peel it back like an onion because it has layers. So I like to, when I look at a scripture, I like to break it down and understand everything as best as I possibly can. So when I looked at the words fearfully and wonderfully, it says fearfully, to stand in awe of, to honor, to respect. So that means that we need to be standing in respect. We need to be respected. We need to be honored. And it says wonderfully, inspiring delight, pleasure, and admiration. And marvelous, to be surpassing, to be extraordinary. These adjectives that were used in this scripture are supposed to be us. Who we are. God designed us to be healthy, to be whole. God made us to be in his image. He says it in Genesis 1:27. Whenever he created us at the beginning of the world, the creation of the world, he said he's going to make man and woman in his image. Mm-hmm. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Meaning we are like God. So that means we are healthy like God, which means there's nothing wrong with us, right? Amen. He even made promises of health in his word. Look at Jeremiah 33:6. He said, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them and reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. What more can you ask for? He said he's going to bring it, and he did. He did. He brought it through Jesus Christ when Jesus Christ died on the cross. See, there was a... At the beginning, we were whole when he created us, when he created Adam. There was a separation when Adam made a mistake. But when Jesus died on the cross for us, he brought us back whole again through Jesus Christ. So that makes us whole and have the benefits of health. Amen?
Amen.
So the question is, why are we sick? Why are we having so many troubles with our bodies? If we are like Christ, if we are like God, and God is health, why am I struggling so much with my health? Why am I struggling so much with my body? Go to Psalms 103. We'll break this down for you right quick. Let me say this for you right quick. The health, the benefits of health are with us at all times. God's benefits of health are with us at all times. So let me go ahead and read these first two verses in chapter in verse 1 and verse 2. It says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." I'm going to stop right there. We're going to break that down. It says, "Bless the Lord." Now, I use the Strong's Bible, where it gives the definition to each word. I love when I'm studying the word, I love looking at those because it gives a different perspective of the scripture to you. So that's why it gives you those Hebrew words and the Hebrew definitions be saying something different than what the English word says. So it brings, I always say this, and I always say this when it comes to God in general. We see God as a mountain, right? And you see him, he's big, he's majestic, and you see him in one way. And you look at him in this one way. But if you take a step to the left, you see a whole different angle and a whole different perspective of God. He's still the same. Yes. He's always the same. Yes. Jesus is the same. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Yes. But if you look at it, take that step to the left, you see a whole different perspective because you can't really see all of God. Yes. So when I see that, I see that in the scriptures too. You can't see all the scriptures just by looking at it. That's why you have to dive in and dig in. So that's why I'm going to break the scripture down. It says, "Bless the Lord." When I heard the word "bless," I looked at the word "bless" in there. It means praise. So praise the Lord. We're giving the Lord praise. Why are we giving the Lord praise? "Oh, my soul." Give the Lord praise in my soul, which means in my intellect, in my memory, in my emotions, in every aspect of the soul. I'm giving praise to the Lord. But why? "And all that is within me." All that is within me. When I heard, I looked up the word "within." The word "within" meant my emotions and my thoughts. That means when he says "all that's within me," he means all my emotions and my thoughts are praising God. With every single thought and every single emotion is heading towards or is rooted in praising God. But let's get more deeper into it. "Bless the Lord." We got that. "Praise the Lord, oh my soul," talk about my soul, "and all that is within me," meaning our emotions and our thoughts. "Bless his holy name." That means praise his holy name. When I hear holy name, I know that God only has more than one name. So it's not just saying a name. Amen? You know, he got Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Jehovah Sikenu, my righteousness. The Lord is my righteousness. The one I want to focus on is Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. When I read the scripture now I see that he says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, with my soul, and everything that is within me, I praise his holy name," meaning that I put my praise and I put all my thoughts, my intellect, my mind straight onto his name. It all should be founded on who he is. Now with Jehovah Rapha, that means that all my thoughts of health, all my thoughts, all my emotions on health, should be landing on that name of Jehovah Rapha. Yeah. That means if anything that tries to come in that is not lined up with that name, it's not it. You have to deny it. Amen? So our soul must understand, not just know, but understand the names of God. That's what verse 1 is talking about. Amen? Verse 2, it starts over again. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And now we change the second part. And forget not his benefits. Notice he didn't say benefit. That means there's more than one. Amen? He starts listing them out at the bottom. But first, before we get there, we understand that through Jesus Christ, you have to understand that through Jesus Christ, the names, Jehovah Rapha, creates the benefits. Creates the benefits of God, which makes me blessed. Yes. Amen? Amen? But here's the thing. This is why the first two verses are very important before you even get to the benefits, because he said, bless the Lord, O my soul, twice. When we say, my Charles always said this whenever he talks about scriptures, when they say it twice, that means you need to doubly pay attention to it. He said, bless the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul, on my soul. So that means it's important that we get it in our souls. Correct? So it's important that we get the names of Christ in our souls first, before you even get to the benefits. We have to understand the benefits before we get them in our soul too. I mean, when we get them in our soul. Amen? So through Jesus Christ, the names created creates the benefits of God, which makes me blessed. But my conscience, my soul, will have to catch on to it and stir up those benefits. Our soul must understand the health benefits of God. Well, how does our soul catch on to the health benefits of God? What are the health benefits? I'm going to get you in on the health benefits in a second. Just bear with me, bear with me. The soul must catch on to the health wisdom that is in the word in order to catch the wisdom, the health benefits of God. Go to Proverbs 4. Go to verse 20. It says, my son, attend to my words. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Again, in order to understand something, I always say we have to break it down. So we break down these scriptures as well. Amen?
Amen?
I looked at the word attend. So it says attend to thy words. That means to pay attention to the words. Amen. But then he goes even further by saying, incline thy ear unto my son. Incline thy ear. Incline thy ear unto my sayings. Amen? Incline means to extend, means to stretch, means to go even further, means to go even deeper than just attending to the words. The words is this. So he says, attend to my words, means know this. but incline my ears. Now, he's not just talking about ears. He's talking about your spiritual ears. And hearing a live word from him on your health. You can read all you want from the word of God on your health. But it's not until that live word from God comes into your heart that you really get something from it. Amen? God's word is one dimension, but him saying it is a whole nother dimension. It puts God's word on another level. It goes from knowing the word of health to being the word of health. So now that we've gotten to the point to where we understand that the soul has to know the name of God, has to know the benefits of the health of God, then we get to the point of the benefits. Go back to Psalms 103. I'm going the wrong way. Now, I want you to remember what I told you. The benefits of health are with you at all times. Now, remember this when we go through this. Amen? If you look at verse, we'll go from the beginning. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. We understand that. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. We understand that too. Now here's the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. That's one. When he says forgiven all thine iniquities, he means that through the cross, all our troubles are gone. Through the cross, all our sins are gone. Through the cross, our past is gone. Amen? Amen? And that being done, it prevents Satan from ever bringing sickness or disease back on you ever again. Because what happens when we are cut off from sin, when we're cut off from our iniquities, that means Satan has no attachments to us. That means there's no way for him to ever come back into our lives unless we allow it. So the first one is, he forgiveth our iniquities. So verse 3 says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. That's number 2. Who healeth all our diseases. He didn't say some. He didn't say one or two. He didn't say 365 in your whole entire life. He didn't say none. He said all. I said this before last time I taught. I remember one time we were up here. It was during praise and worship, or either after service after the apostle taught. We were up here, and apostle called for people who had bad vision or had problems with their eyes to come up. and he was going to lay hands on them. I was up here on standing right there. I was standing right exactly right there. And I was like, yes, yes, Lord, yes. Then I thought about it. I was like, well, yeah, this is problems with my eyes. And it was so crazy to me. I said, I never thought about it that way. And that's why this part of the benefits is so important to understand. Because I looked at the definition of dis-ease. A harmful deviation from the normal structural or functional state of an organism. It doesn't say anything about just a sickness. It's something that's out the norm. So, me, I'm just gonna say this about myself. Y'all good. I'm gonna talk about myself, all right? I settled with my eyes. I settled with the disease that was here. I considered it normal. I considered this everyday work of life. Me not being able to see your face, I can't see none of y'all faces right now. Me not able to see any of y'all faces right now, I consider this normal. So when God talks about all diseases, we have to have the perception and understanding to talk about everything in our lives. If we don't, see, God is a gentleman. He's not going to go anywhere you don't want him to. So if you don't see it, he's not going to it. So I'm going to say, stop settling with your diseases. Stop settling and thinking that, oh, it's a hereditary thing. So that's normal in my life. That pop in your knee, that's not normal. That little ache you have when you wake up in the morning, that's not normal. These glasses, these eyes, they're not normal. I'm starting to see that now myself, so. You cannot accept these things because, again, they are disease is dis-ease. So if it's not putting ease on your life, then why do we have it? Why are we sitting here keeping it and holding on to it like it's your third cousin? Let it go. Let it go. And so that leads me to tell you that no health is impossible for God. That means all diseases can be healed. And we have to understand and see that God can heal all diseases. If you don't take that expectation and put it towards what it needs to be put towards, it's still going to stay there. Amen?
Amen. Mm.
This leads to the next one. So we know that he forgiveth all thine iniquities. That means everything is washed clean. That means he cut off Satan from even putting sins or diseases on us. He heals all the diseases. That means everything is going to be healed. From the eyes to the toes to everything is going to be healed. Amen? Then we get to the next one. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You know, John 10:10 says, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I cometh that you might have life and live it more abundantly. He redeems us from the life of destruction. He redeems our life from destruction. Meaning, we have to stop looking and expecting things to come back that have gone already. He's healed us already from the second one. He's healed us from all disease. So we got to stop looking and expecting things to come back. Think about, I always think about, for example, someone who's been in remission in cancer. They always have that looking back, like you're thinking that it can come back. What you have to do is let it go. Again, I tell you, let it go. Because he's redeemed you from that destruction. So why are we looking for it? Why are we expecting it? I'm not saying you're like, ooh, bring it on, bring it on, bring it on. But it's more like you got to take that little piece that's on the inside of you. It's that little small fox. Ooh, ooh, ah. I remember thinking about, I remember hearing this in a book. It was before me and Deidre got married. We had read a book called Satan, You Can't Have My Marriage. And there was a line in there that says, it's the little foxes that can kill a marriage. That's a whole nother story. But I'm thinking about the little foxes that can kill you. It's the little tiny things that you have to watch out for in your mind, in your soul, in your emotions, that can try and worm in and destroy everything. And those are the ones that try to lead to destruction. So he's delivering you from that. Amen? Amen. There's no need to worry about if a disease or sickness will come back. Stop expecting it. Amen? Amen. The next one. So he said, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Again, I'm breaking down stuff. I looked in the Strong's Dictionary, tried to find some stuff out. When I did, I found out that crowneth, when he means crowneth, he doesn't mean like a crown. He means he covers you. It's not just a crown, because you see that's why the English words be tricking to everybody, because when you see crown, you crown. But it's a cover. It's a covering. And loving kindness, it was to love upon. And mercies. Loving kindness was one word. I realized that too. Loving kindness is one word, so it's love upon. And mercies was compassion. Now, I'm not talking about God loving on you. He already do that. This benefit is to love yourself. You have to love yourself in order to be healthy. You have to do this. You have to forgive yourself in order to be healthy. And I know it's hard for most people to forgive themselves because they know themselves. Because they know themselves. You know you, right? Yeah, so you know yourself. So it's hard to forgive yourself because you know yourself and you know the person that you are. But you have to forgive yourself, forgive your body. Because some people tend to hate their bodies because of what happened to them. If it's a disease that happened, and sometimes people tend to hate their bodies because of what's upon them, you have to love on that body in order for health to manifest in your life. So when you love, it gets to that point where you have to love your body, love yourself so much that you are willing to fight for yourself. Like again, I said, God is a gentleman. He will only go so far as you will go in your life. Amen? So you have to fight for your body to love it. Amen? God will only go as far as you're willing for you to go with health. So you must forgive and love yourself. Never expected that to be the term for crowning me with loving kindness and tender mercies. But there we are. Amen? That's four. Yeah, that's one, two. Yeah, that's four. Let me get to the fifth one. Oh, the fifth one. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. That's number five. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. Oh, Lord. Go with me to Proverbs 18. There's two factors to this benefit, and understanding this benefit. The first, let's go ahead and look at verse 20. It says, "A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth. And with the increase of his lips shall he be filled." You are the one that determines your health. So what you say and what you speak is the key thing for you to watch. If you don't watch your words, if you don't watch what you say about your health, you're going to pull yourself back into what you're struggling with. So that's why when you speak on your health, you only speak good. You only speak pure. Because, again, you got to satisfy your mouth. Amen? Yes. But there's two factors to that, which is verse 21. It says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." When I read this scripture, see, I look at verse 20 as us speaking out, right? Verse 21, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." That part right there, "and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof," makes me think that it's not talking about speaking out anymore or producing fruit. It's about eating fruit. So when I see it talking about eating fruit, I'm thinking about what other people say about my health. When I hear that, I think about what the doctors say about my health. I can't accept everything that's being said about my health. Because if it doesn't line up, if it doesn't line up, doesn't line up with the Word of God, it doesn't line up with Jehovah Rapha, if it doesn't line up with these benefits, then I cannot accept it. This is why, the apostle always said this is why when you're dealing with something in health, you ain't got to tell everybody. Because they say, I'm going to pray for you. They may be praying for your death. You don't know. You don't know what they be doing. So it's best that if I'm going to leave everybody alone. I'm going to go back to the doctors. So the doctor says something to you, right? I'm not saying when a doctor says something to you, you be like, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. You ain't. No, I ain't saying nothing like that. But what I'm saying is when he throws the fruit at you, fruit or individual, right? So when he throws the fruit at you, he might give you some information, yes. But when he says something about your health, as in is a negative term, I want you to say, I don't accept that in the name of Jesus. You don't have to say it out loud, but you know it in your heart, but you got to say, understand in your soul. Amen? Amen? So you have to understand that you cannot let, it's like the little foxes again, because you let one thing slide. You let one of them slide, then all of a sudden you let you make a pathway. You make a pathway, and then all of a sudden another one comes in. Another one comes in. Someone else says something about your health. And you're like, oh, okay, yeah, well, you might be right. This one, oh, you might be right about that. You know, I'm not sure. Like it turns into a snowball effect into where you got to start dragging yourself back more and more and more. Till you're back stuck into that disease. So you can't. So again, I said, don't accept what's being said about your health if it's not lining up with what God says. So those are the five benefits. The five health benefits that God has for you. They're inside of you right now. He forgiveth thine iniquities. He heals all diseases. Remember, all diseases. He redeemeth your life from destruction. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that past. He crowneth me with loving kindness. You crowneth me with loving kindness and tender mercy. Love on yourself. Encourage yourself. And he satisfies my mouth with good things. Meaning, I'm going to speak good things on my health. And I'm going to accept only good things about my health. Now that we've gotten all those benefits squared away. Oh, I'm not in the scripture. Let's go back to Psalms 103. I thought we were there. My bad. I'm going to read from the top again so we can understand this whole thing from top to bottom. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, emotions and thoughts. Bless his holy name, Jehovah Rapha. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Said it again, so that means we got to pay attention to being a part of the soul. And forget not his benefits. Then we get to the benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies my mouth with good things. After those five things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagle. When you obtain these benefits, now you are living in the healthy life God has called you to live. And once you get your soul aligned with these benefits, because that's what it's got to do, it's got to align with these benefits now. Then you must build a health anointing in your soul. When I mean health anointing, when I think of anointing, I think about it being smeared in your soul, like health being smeared in your soul. It being, trying to get the word. Ah, come on, Holy Spirit. It's being imbued. Is that the word? Imbued into your soul. Imbued means to define that. it means to infiltrate your soul. That means health is stuck in your soul and can't get out. It gets to that point to where you building your soul up and these benefits to where all you can think is health. You can't think disease no more. You can't think sickness no more. It's a constant flow of health. Just keeps going and going. And it's like the snowball effect. Like I said, the snowball effect, but a snowball effect of health. It keeps rolling till where it's a nonstop thing. To where if something tries to stop it, it just gets run over. Yeah. Amen? Yeah. Go to 3 John. 3 So like I was saying that you must build a health anointing in your soul. If you look at 3 John 2, it says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Even as thy soul prospereth. So the only way that you could prosper in health is if your soul prospers. So your soul has to, again, has to be anointed in health in order for you to be anointed in health. There's one prime example of someone using these benefits in the word. If you go to Mark 5. Oh. Go ahead and look at verse 25. This woman is the prime example of someone using the benefits. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. This woman dealt with her body, this disease, for 12 years. She suffered for 12 years, went to countless amount of doctors, and they said they couldn't do nothing for her. And which, and if they went to the doctor, they probably made it worse for her. But when she heard of Jesus, I'm going to stop right there. When she heard of Jesus. Now, for her, it's a little different because the benefits worked a little different for her. Because this is before Jesus died on the cross. So you have to understand that when you're reading this, you got to put yourself in the perspective of where this is. She is before Jesus died on the cross. So she has not died for her sins. He has not died for her sins yet. So you had to understand that the first three, forgiveth thine iniquities, healed all diseases, and redeemed life from destruction couldn't be done just yet. Okay. Amen? So she had to start with crowning me with loving kindness and tender mercy, loving on yourself, right? She dealt with this for 12, again, I say she dealt with this for 12 years. Went to countless doctors, and her body still was acting up on her. She had every right to hate her body. Every right to just hate her body, but she loved on her body. Amen? Now, what covered up the first three benefits for her was that she heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus, I thought about Romans 10:17. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Meaning, when she heard of Jesus, she didn't really just hear of Jesus. She understood who Jesus was. She understood the first three benefits of Jesus. The first three benefits of health. She understood that that Jesus was the reason that all were going to be forgiven of iniquities. She understood that he was the reason that all of us were going to be healed of all diseases. She understood that we were going to be, that he was the reason that that our lives were being delivered from destruction. She understood that. That's why this is working for her. Understand? Amen? So, let me get back to the scripture. I'm trying to find it again. So again, I say, that's the reason this worked for her. Because she heard of Jesus. And then she came in and pressed behind and touched his garment. Okay, she came in and pressed behind. That means she loved her body so much that she fought for it. She pressed behind. I mean, she had to press. She had to fight through people. She had to fight through a crowd of people to get to where she had to get to. Meaning she was willing to do anything to get to Jesus. To get to what she understood. And touched his garment. For she said, which is the fifth benefit. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She satisfied her mouth with good things. She said in her mouth what she believed was going to happen because she knew who Jesus was. She understood who Jesus was. So when she touched Jesus, she became whole. That's why in verse 29, and straightway, when she understood all the benefits When she took everything into factor of who Jesus was, she loved her body, she fought for her body, and she said what she needed to say. When she touched Jesus' garment, straightway, there was no delay. It was straightway. The fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt her body, that she was healed of that disease. It's plague, but I'm gonna say disease. And here's the cool part right here. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" Yeah. And the disciples, you know, they standing on business. They doing what they got to do. They the ones protecting Jesus. So they're like, "Jesus, what you talking about? Everybody, you know, this everybody's crowded around. Everybody touching you. What you mean?" But that's not what he meant. That's why he changed the question. At first he said, "Who touched my clothes?" And when they didn't understand what he said, "No, no, 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 no. You don't understand. You're not understanding what I'm saying. Who touched me? Who touched me?" Meaning, who touched my benefits? Who touched and understood who I was enough to access my benefits and get healed? Glory to God. And he looked around about to see who had done this thing. So that's why I'm saying she's the prime example of these five benefits. She was able to understand, it's a lot easier for us. Let me put it like that. It's a lot easier for us because Christ has died on the cross for us. So that means our benefits are already done. We just have to realize that our benefits are already done. That we have to realize that everything is already done for us. Once we realize that everything is already done for us, it's easy cakewalk for us. All we have to do is get our souls in order, love on ourselves, and say the right things about us and not accept anything that anybody says to us. And guess what? You're healed. So I got one question for y'all. Are you prepared to receive your health? Are you prepared to receive your health?
Yes.
Do you understand these benefits?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.